Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. We're back for our second holiday special. Terry, who have we got up first today?
First up is Desiree and Karma, the trucking dog.
Oh, man, this is just the coolest story, and it's so great to touch base with them again.
And it's very seasonal, too. I mean, it was sort of a meant-to-be inspirational-type
mm-hmm.
moment when they met. So I think it's a good one to reflect around this time of year.
It is, absolutely. So here are Desiree and Karma.
Hey, Desiree, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Glad you could join us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me back, us back, me and Karma.
Oh, you're most welcome. You were one of our early interviews that we enjoyed a lot. We've actually, we do flashback episodes, so you've actually made it up on our site twice. So.
Wow. this little girl's been really popular.
Yeah, she's got quite a Twitter following, too.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that are just regular folk, not just the dog and a pals, but regular people that just like to hear about her little travels and stuff. And it's funny because when we meet people in person, sometimes I think they think she's going to talk to them or something, you know. They're, like, so excited to see her, and then she's just kind of standing there like...
Yeah,
no big deal. Well, Desiree, for folks who didn't catch our original interview with you, just give them a really brief background on you and Karma.
Well, I met Karma last spring at my truck terminal in Dallas, and she was a stray that wouldn't go away, and nobody could catch her. People that tried had problems, and she looked sick, and I talked to the guard, and he said, you know, the animal control had come to get her because she was starting to try to herd the trucks and people and being a problem, and but nobody could really catch her, and when they did, she had nipped at people and stuff. Anyway, animal control came, took her away, but she escaped from animal control and found her way back across Dallas to our terminal. And so I thought, you know, this dog's got some problems, and she's probably, even if we take her to the pound or get her to the pound, she's probably going to dig her way out of a fence or get away from the people or bite somebody or something. So anyway, I caught her and I got her here, and she's been the greatest dog. And I wrote her story on my WordPress, and she's just been so popular. And it's just kind of like her temperament and mine are so much the same. It's kind of just funny the way she came into my life and I came into hers. So it's very magical.
It seems like it was destiny because, I mean, you were both at a point where you both needed each other.
Yeah, you know, and we're still, you know, I'm still living the truck. I still don't have, I have some closure with my other dog, but I still have some problems thinking about that. We still, you know, our situation financially hasn't changed much, but we have, you know, the truck, and even when we are off the road, she's, like, looking at me like, let's go, let's go. What are we going to do today, you know? She's gotten really adjusted to the truck, and she's just very suited for this lifestyle. I don't know that she's would ever be a good yard dog.
So she likes being part of a distance trucker team, eh?
Yeah, she really does, and she knows my truck. Gotten to the point where I'll let her. She did get spayed. People donated. She got her heartworm. She had heartworms when I got her. Been treated for heartworm. She got a clean bill of health. She got spayed, and she's in good health. She just seems to like the whole truck thing, you know, and she's gotten to the point where I can let her out to play, and she'll come. She'll find my truck of all the trucks. Yeah, there's certain areas
so cool.
where there's a lot of room. We were at Willie Nelson's truck stop 2 days ago, and she knows it's just the truck stop in the middle of nowhere. And there's lots of trucks there at night, and she'll go play, and then she'll come back. And if I forgot, you know, I had the door closed the other night because it was real cold, and I looked in the headlights, and she was just sitting right in front of the headlight, like, wasn't going to let me leave without her. I had to make sure, because the door was closed, that I was going to see her before I pulled out of there.
That's really
awesome.
Cool.
So, Karma, I keep calling you Karma. Karma is your dog. Desiree, could you ask Karma to please give our listeners your blog address so they can follow you?
It is www.truckerdesiree.com. And I started the blog kind of, you know, after my student trucker story that I was writing to talk about some other issues that were rather provocative in the trucking industry of some injustices that are happening. And we just, some people know we were on Dan Rather. In fact, tonight is the third show in a series of investigative reports that stemmed from my student trucker story. And Karma got to meet Dan Rather, the legend. And
wow.
Appeared on television on the first show, and we are going to be in an upcoming there's going to be a documentary about bullying in the workplace that we're I'm also going to appear in, and a lot of articles, a lot of different things. Hard to keep up with everything, really. So much has happened to kind of expose the things that I wanted to expose, so I'm really happy about that. And Karma has helped me do that, to take this story outside of the trucking industry and into the mainstream to help others. And we try to collaborate too with some animal rescues that we've met on Twitter as well. Whenever I have a chance to get to just do that, to retweet other animal rescue projects. There's so many good ones. I even was part of a Twitter documentary, me and Karma, from a lady that's a documentary maker. On Twitter, I introduced her to the Anna Pals on Twitter and had her observe a paw party, and she wrote about it. And, you know, she's great to have that whole other world that people don't realize is going on. A lot of people that are doing something completely different on Twitter, and I said, look at this, put this hashtag in. They're like, my goodness, I had no idea there was that many animals on Twitter.
That's very cool. It's awesome that you know, you're getting the recognition both professionally and in the animal world, and that's super. We're really glad that you could take the time to talk with us today on this follow-up Christmas special we're doing.
Well, I really loved being introduced to the whole world of people that care about animals, and I always have since I was a child, and it's been so nice to meet other like-minded people that, well, I haven't really actually met them, but just to know that they're out there, it really makes you feel good. So this was one of the funnest things that I got to do is be on Bark Radio and have this dog kind of bring me back to something that I love, animals.
Well, we appreciate it, Desiree, and give Karma a big hug. And hopefully she'll get some Slim Jims for Christmas. I know she's a fan.
Yeah. she gets her fair share of Slim Jims, that's for sure.
Well, Desiree, you drive safe, and the happiest of holidays to you and Karma and all your trucking and doggy buddies.
Okay, happy holidays to you and everybody out there. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mandy, it was great talking to Desiree again, catching up with her on that.
It was indeed. And now we have
Jamie and Caesar.
Oh, man, my favorite three-legged pit bull.
Nothing like a tripod.
That's right. So, folks, give a listen. These are truly two of our favorite folks, and they have a great story.
Well, Jamie, welcome. Thanks for doing our holiday show with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So for the folks that don't know about you and Caesar, can you give us a little bit of background and how you guys met?
Sure. In May of this year, 2009, I got kind of some information about a dog on the side of the road, a pit bull. To be honest, pit bulls in my town aren't even allowed to live. After 72 hours, they're put to sleep. I heard he was injured, so when I picked him up, I was taking him to the vet just simply to have him euthanize him and put him out of his pain instead of having to wait 72 hours for the same result. And when we got there, the vet said, oh, no, he'll be fine, just get his leg amputated. Long story short, by some incredibly generous donations that we got mainly through Twitter, total of a little over $2,500 covered his amputation, all of his vet bills. We got a couple bags of food. We got a couple months of heart guard and Advantix out of the whole deal, and he is in perfectly good health now, CGC certified. We've moved across the state. He's adjusted to new environments, so it's been a very eventful last few months. But from just a call of a dog on the side of the road, I have a best friend and very spoiled little baby on my bed asleep right now.
So, Jamie, about how old is Caesar now?
We think he's just a little over a year. The vet didn't even think he was a year old in May. And that was, she says, 10 months, maybe 9 months. So
wow.
he's just barely even a little over a year now.
And Bark Radio listeners, if you don't know the full backstory, they think Caesar was used as a bait dog in dogfighting, yes?
Yes. That's where all of his scars are on his back end. And he was really intimidated by everyone at first. Didn't do well. Not in an aggressive way, just a real huge weenie around everyone.
He was afraid.
Yeah, terrified.
And now that he has his Canine Good Citizen certification, I mean, how far has that dog come thanks to you and Connie? I mean, you've done an incredible job with him. And now you have to tell our listeners a little bit about what life is like with Caesar.
Okay. Life with King Caesar. Well, he's in a house now because we moved to a different environment. We have our two other rescue dogs, just accrued another rescue cat. So a total of six cats and two other dogs in this household. But it's not as crazy as it sounds. They all get along, including the cats who bum rides in his doggy ride with him. We got him a doggy ride because the whole pack mentality is really important for us. We go on long walks and hikes and camping and bike rides. And Caesar's a big guy. He's at 65 pounds right now, missing a leg, but he just can't keep up. So we throw him in the doggy ride and strap the cats in there with him. And he's terrified of the cats at first. And even now, if they run past him when he's not prepared for them, he squeals like a pig or like a little girl. And he runs away with his tail between his big muscular legs. But as long as he's in the doggy ride with him, then he knows that they're going to look out the windows the same as he is, and he's okay with them. But that's pretty much it. In the morning, I leave to go to work, and he has trained me to cover my bed with a dog blanket, and he gets on the bed and sleeps for hours. And then I'm back with my mom and dad right now, and my mom will come downstairs, and they spoil him. We have to monitor how many treats grandma can give her granddogs. And so she comes down and gives him treats, and then I come home from work a few hours later, and that's it. We're outside playing again. So he's got the life. Oh, and he gets we heard that sometimes stressed dogs do well if you just massage their muscles. And when we got him, his backbone, all along his back, just felt like there were about seven tennis balls. And just hard as a rock. And so we started this daily massage routine. And now it's just part of his life. And he doesn't have any of those tense muscles. And he's so relaxed. And we actually implemented that massage thing with our other kind of fearful, aggressive dog. And it helps him so much. So just to kind of plug the idea of massaging your dogs out there, it really does work. I don't know what it is, but But that's helped Caesar so much adjust to the new environment. Whenever in a new environment, we just lay him out and give him a good massage, and it helps his one front leg anyway. So
he's so great.
Yeah,
you guys
awesome.
Are so instinctive, man, aren't they, Terry?
They are. That's phenomenal. And for the folks that don't follow them on Twitter, you should, because the pictures that they post up there are hysterical, and Caesar gets a lot of prime time.
Yeah, he does.
And we have you have another goal for Caesar, don't you?
Yeah,
Jamie.
We would really like to see Caesar in a therapy session or in a therapy environment, working as a therapy dog, preferably with little kids, because that seems to be just his favorite genre of human. He does really great with them, and kids aren't scared of his big pit bull face. They just come up and they say, "Oh, look at the dog with the polka dots." And they come right up and just kiss his big head, whereas the adults come up and they say, "Look at that big head. He's got muscles on his skull. I'm not going anywhere near him." But the kids don't have that reaction, and he's so much more comfortable around them because of that. He is not a leader dog at all. So he just if someone seems scared of him, he doesn't know how to react, and so he just gets terrified. So, yeah, we'd like to work with him with kids, and our lives are always a little busy, so we're trying to figure out ways to squeeze in the idea of trying to work with him in a therapy setting and getting into the training. So hopefully within the next 6 months or so, we'll be starting up that process if it can all work out.
Well, I would love to see him work with kids, maybe in a pause to read program. And I also think that maybe someday there would be a way for him to work with human amputees.
I just
think that connection would be incredible.
It really would, and he's got such a cool survivor story, and it's hard for him to get around being so heavy up front with only that one leg, and so I think seeing his struggle but still just his happiness and his determination would really be positive for anyone else to see.
I think he's an inspiration.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could definitely see him working at a children's hospital or something. That would be, I mean, just second nature.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and I love being around kids, and I want to teach someday. And so, if we could get him through the therapy program, so I have an excuse to push him in his little doggy ride everywhere I go, I would love that. I
so
think it'd
cool.
be great if I could just take him to class with me.
Well, now, Jamie, where can folks find you on the web?
Right now, we're on Twitter. Connie and I both are. My blog. I am not on it as much as I used to be. I'd like to get back in the habit of writing some more. But we post really boring, cheesy family dog videos on YouTube all the time, and it's YouTube weblog of Weed, weblogofweeds, and then the same username for Twitter. Also, the dogs, all of the rescue pets, have their own Facebook profile where we constantly update pictures.
And how can we find Caesar on Facebook?
Caesar has his own page. It's called Caesar the Miracle Pitbull. And if you go to www.facebook.com/TheXPack, T-H-E, letter X, P-A-C-K, that's the dog's profile, and his page and information can direct you from there.
Hey, cool. I can't believe he's got his own page. This dog has come so far since May.
Yeah, he really has. Thanks to you guys and all the help from Twitter.
Bravo. I mean, just it's such a wonderful story. Terry?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you're most welcome. I mean, we caught this story early on, and we're just taken with it. I mean, it is the miracle story of this year to see where he started from and where he's at, and it hasn't been a year yet. You know, wow.
Well, if I could just say as an encouragement to anyone else who might be going through an issue, I have another friend on Twitter who just recently rescued another pit bull, and it's not an amputee, but for anyone who's rescued a dog, just hang in there. I know she and I were talking one day, and she was saying that she sometimes feels like it would have been better off just to go ahead and put him out of his misery, to put her dog out of his misery. I know we went through that with Caesar after the surgery. He would just cry and cry. It was so sad to see this huge animal, all these muscles just crying with pain. And it was a long healing process for him. And lots of times I questioned myself and thought maybe I'm just being selfish and I just want this animal for myself. And it was really hard to know if what we were doing was the right thing. It's, there were days where it felt like he would never improve, and we had just made his life worse, and almost as though we had just kept him in a miserable state instead of giving him the freedom of death, as harsh as that sounds. But all to say, it hasn't even been a year, and the just where he has arrived now has shown me that it was definitely worth it. He is not miserable. He has the life of a king. And so if you're rescuing a dog, just hang in there. It will get better. And don't give up on him.
Great words of wisdom, Jamie.
Well, Jamie, we appreciate you taking time to do our holiday special with us. And tell Connie we said hi and give Caesar a big hug.
All right, I will. Thanks for having us so much.
You're welcome.
You're so welcome. Happy holidays, darling.
Happy holidays.
Yes, y'all too.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.